Buck presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Betty Grable and Dan Daly in When My Baby Smiles at Me. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. 7 months ago, I visited the set of When My Baby Smiles at Me at 20th Century Fox Studio. And I watched Betty Grable and Dan Daly filming one of their sparkling musical numbers. Then and there, I knew it was a play you'd like to hear. And the immense success of the picture confirmed this later. Tonight, we present Betty and Dan in their original roles in this fast-moving story. It's a drama with a heartbeat and a songbeat, too. Brought to you by Lux Toilet Soap. And of course, Betty Grable is one of the 9 out of 10 film stars who've chosen Lux Soap as their own complexion care. Now the curtain rises and the music strikes up for When My Baby Smiles at Me, starring Betty Grable as Bonnie Kane and Dan Daly as Skid Johnson. The good old days of burlesque. In the second-rate theater in Kansas City, a revue called The Bells of Gay Paris is still going strong in its second month. On the marquee in big light are the names Skid Johnson and Bonnie King.
We marry. Will you do for me? We marry. Then I'll do that for you. I love your eyes. They make me feel so spoony. You'll drive me loony. Stop teasing me. Why can't we hollaboo like all your sweethearts do? I want a kiss or two from my cherry. Wee-wee Marie. If you'll do it for me, then I'll do that for you. Wee wee Marie, wee wee Marie.
Nice going, Bonnie.
He sure can put that number over.
Thanks, Duffy. But what about Skid? Have you seen him? Has he come back?
Ah, oh, stop worrying. He'll show up.
Well, we're still looking for him, Bond, but we can't cover every speakeasy in Kansas City. You better tell Bozo to get ready, Gussie. He'll have to take Skid's place tonight.
Skid'll be here, Lefty. He'll be here or I'll brain him.
Oh, Bond, this is the third time this week he's got lost. Let's go to your dressing room. I want to talk to you.
You're not going to report Skid to the old man. Lefty, please.
Oh, I'm reporting nothing. Only he's too good a comic to be pulling stuff like this.
But he's on the wagon now. He promised me.
Sit down, Bob. Look, what I want to tell you is that, well, last week, Sam Harris had a scout out here looking Skid over.
Sam Harris?
You heard me.
Did he say anything?
Well, no, but he listened good. And when I got through telling him about that husband of yours, well, there ain't a town in the circus that ain't been bent permanently from laughing at Skid.
Oh, thanks, Lefty. I guess you know how I feel about seeing Skid get a chance on Broadway.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see your big cattle king out front tonight?
Yeah, what is it, Lefty? That guy serving a sentence or something?
He got it bad, Bond. He thinks you're just about it. How about letting me bring him back here? You know, just to ease his pain.
Why not? Seeing he's the only steady following I've ever had.
Hey, he seems like a nice guy, Bond.
Hi, Lefty. Morley?
Yeah, you sure are. I'll put him out. Now, look, Skid.
Yeah, see me later, boss. Don't you know I got a show to do?
Yeah, bet your boots. I'll see you later.
Hiya, baby. Miss me?
Skid, where have you been?
Just shooting pool, honey.
Here, get into that costume.
Ah, you know me, baby. Skid the fireman style. I can dress sliding out a pool.
Skid, you're sure you're all right? I mean, you can go on.
You nut. Sure I'm all right.
I suppose you're going to tell me there's pool room air on your breath, too.
Strictly grade A, sweetheart. Hey, where's my wig?
Here. And give me your feet. I'll change your shoes. You know, instead of running around shooting pool, you could be working out that new routine.
What do we want with a new routine? We're doing all right with the one we got, ain't we?
Oh, sure. We're sitting on top of the world. Got more money than Rockefeller.
Listen, we ain't doing so bad.
But with your talent, nothing could stop you. You'd only be serious for a change.
Why should I be serious? Look, honey, you gotta make up your mind. I'm just a hope comic.
You can sing. You can dance. Why, you could even...
That's your department, baby. I'm strictly for baggy pants. I could be a big flop in a real show.
Oh, honestly, Skid, sometimes you burn me up. Haven't you any ambition at all?
Ambition? What's that?
Oh, forget it. Your cue's coming up.
You ain't mad, are you, Mrs. Johnson?
Get out of here.
That's my baby. Hey, give me a hot cup of coffee, will you, gorgeous? So it'll be cool when I come off.
Did you have any dinner?
Nah, I wasn't hungry. Is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
Well, how are you, Doc? How do you like this show? Woo! They'll say it every time. Bring Shaker, what a statement. Don't bring Lulu. Now, ain't that nice? This fella brung his mother to see this show. Oh, she's the kind of smarty breaks up everybody. Woo-hoo! Lulu, I'll bring her myself.
Finally showed up, huh?
Yeah. Got tied up playing pool. Can you listen to that? I swear every time she takes one of those falls, it hurts me all over. Go on, you big chap. Kill yourself.
Another Brody like that, and he'll come right through the ceiling.
Yeah.
Say, Sylvia, Marco been around to say goodbye?
Marco? Where's she going?
You didn't know? New York. She's got a job dancing back there.
Well, here's one baby who won't be wasting any tears.
Yeah, if there's anybody this suit can get along without, it's better.
And I only hope she... Well, look who's here. If you're looking for Skid, Miss Marco, he's still on stage.
Oh, I wasn't looking for Skid, honey. I just wanted to say goodbye to Gussie.
Yeah? Goodbye.
And there's one thing I want to say.
Now, wait a minute. I can get just as tough as you can.
I'm not getting tough. I just want you to know, honey, I've been wise to you for months.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Gussie, what do the newspapers call those people who robbed the dead after earthquakes and floods?
I'm a lady. I don't use that kind of language.
Well, this baby's one of them. Because when I'm lying near dead from pneumonia in that hospital in Des Moines, and the show has to move on without me, she starts playing the sympathetic mom of the kid.
Now, listen, you.
How terrible the poor boy must feel. How she'll sit up with him if he can't sleep. How she'll take care of him if anything happens to me.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. And I'm warning you, if you ever see me again, duck. Because I'll let you have it no matter where you are.
Why, you cheap little... Goodbye, Gussie.
You know, you were too easy on her, Bun.
I'd have crunched her on the top at least once.
Oh, I'm not dumb enough to blame a dame for what happens to Skid. He's an easy mark for anything in this church. Well, that's Skid's last fall. See you later, Gussie.
They yelled that I really killed them out there.
Is that why you're limping?
Them falls get laughs, don't they?
Get many more laughs like that, and you won't have any more teeth than the leading man. Here, a telegram for you. Bozo just brought it in.
Well, tear it up. You know those things always set us back a few bucks.
Too late now. You'd better read it.
Well, for crying out loud.
What is it?
Get a load of this. Have a chance to place you in new Sam Harris show.
Great opportunity. 500 a week. Would have to be here by Sunday at latest for rehearsals. Wire immediately and confirm. Jack Curtis. Skid.
I guess somebody's just kidding me.
Somebody's kidding me, you mean?
Well, what's eating you? This telegram ain't a fake. It's a chance you've been raving about.
It's your chance, all right. To beat it in New York with Sylvia Marco.
Sylvia Marco? What's this got to do with her?
As if you didn't know she's leaving for New York, too.
Oh, now, look, Vaughn, that don't mean nothing. And you can stop blowing off steam, because I ain't going.
Who said you're not going?
I said it, and that settles it.
Since when does what you say settle things?
Since tonight, now. Oh, two of us.
Where are you going?
Check up on that telegram. Jack Curtis, huh? Maybe he's an agent, maybe he ain't.
Bonnie, in there?
I'm here, Lefty.
Bonnie. I want you to meet Harvey Howell. Miss Kane, Mr. Howell.
Hello, Mr. Howell. Come in.
It's a great pleasure meeting you, Miss Kane. Of course, I feel as if I already know you.
You're certainly up there for punishment. We ought to enter you in the customer's contest.
Well, I got to check the box office.
Lefty, wait. This telegram. Take it with you and read it, huh?
Telegram? What is it?
You'll see. And I'm leaving how to do it up to you. Stop by later, will you?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Mr. Howell, you sure must like burlesque.
Your show is the only one I ever see.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's simple enough. The only chance I have to see you is when I come to Kansas City. But I always know where you're playing.
I still don't get it.
I subscribe to 2 theatrical papers, Variety and Billboard. You know, my mother laughs her head off about my taking those papers. She can't understand what a cattleman sees in them.
Your mother lives here?
Oh, no. We have a ranch in Nevada. But I come east now and then on business.
Your wife comes with you?
Wife? No, I'm not married.
I've been married 3 years.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Yeah, to that comic you saw up there throwing himself all over the stage trying to break his neck. I guess you think it's kind of funny, my letting you come back like this and me married.
Well, it's very nice of you, whatever the reason.
I just wouldn't want you to get the wrong idea, Mr. Howell.
Sure. And thanks for letting me meet you.
It's been swell meeting you, too. And I hope that when you do marry, you'll find somebody just as nice as yourself. That ought to keep you single for quite a while.
Oh, am I interrupting something?
Oh, this is my husband, Mr. Howell, Kid Johnson.
Well, glad to know you.
How are you, Mr. Howell?
He's the man who's been out front practically every night.
Yeah, what is it, an election bet?
No, I just found something I liked and stuck to it. Well, it's been a treat meeting you. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Howell.
Dad, drop around again. Anytime you want it.
Nice guy, huh?
You're a fine piece of baloney.
What did I do now?
It didn't mean a thing to you, huh? Finding your wife with a strange man?
Oh, well, you got sense enough to take care of yourself, Bond. That's more than I ever had. Where would I get off finding fault with you?
Kid, when would you have to get out of here to be in New York on Sunday?
Tonight. But I told you I wasn't going.
Of course you're going. You can't miss a chance like this.
How? I can't walk out on this show. I'm Lefty.
Don't worry. Lefty can fix it for you.
Hey, you two. Snap it up in there.
Come in, Lefty.
Well, Skid, you got exactly 55 minutes after the curtain goes down to pack up and get out of here.
What's that supposed to mean?
You are fired.
For what?
Reporting late 3 times in 1 week.
And I wasn't late. I would
Be
never...
quiet. Thanks, Lefty.
Hey, what is this? What's going on here?
Well, you big Stu Howell, if you think I could get rid of you if I don't fire you.
Yeah, well, how about the old man?
Oh, the old man will be glad to cut down on expenses. Now, come on. You two got a number coming up.
Well, I think you're both screwy. But if you want me to go, Bond, if you think I got a chance in New York, well, I'm willing to try.
Of course you've got a chance. Do you think I'd let you go if you weren't ready for it?
Tell you what I'll do. I'll beat it down to the station and have your ticket all ready for you, huh?
Don't be surprised if I don't show up.
Don't worry, Lefty. He'll be there. And thanks, Lefty. You're swell.
That's all right, kid. All for the sake of us.
Looks like I'm being railroaded.
Well, just don't stand there. We've got a song coming up.
Yeah.
I barely closed my eyes.
And you were there. By the way.
And to my complete surprise,
you and I were dancing on a cloud somewhere. I held you in my arms.
The joy of this was thrilling. And then you pleaded for kiss.
And you were willing. And so we kissed.
Then I heard you say you care.
By the way,
you say it now.
As you did then. Or must I wait until I dream again? By the way, how would you like to marry me?
Oh, I'd like to very much.
Oh?
But I'm afraid my husband would object.
Oh. You wouldn't kid me, would you, lady?
I would if I could, mister. I would if I could.
And so we kissed.
Then I heard you say you care.
By the way,
to say it now.
As you desire. Or must I wait until I dream again?
Where is he, Barn? Where's Leslie?
He had to get back to the theater, kid.
Yeah, well, he should have got a round-trip ticket. I got a feeling I'm coming back.
And don't forget to write me. And on opening night, telephone me the minute it's over.
Sure, honey, sure. And between the acts, I'll get me an area plane and come out and tell you how we're doing.
And you'll send me all the notices?
By carrier pigeon. And if they get out in the extras, them too. Fine. I told Gussie and Bozo to kind of look after you. Leslie, too.
Nobody's got to look after me, kid.
I wish you were coming along, honey.
Me, too. I'm going to be awful lonesome without you.
How do you think I'm going to feel with only 6 million people to talk to?
I'll come on as soon as I see she's over. Kid, this money. Here, take it.
Hey, what is this? We saved that dough together. It's as much yours as it is mine.
What'll I need it for? Take it, darling. And if they don't treat you right, you can just walk out on them.
Bonnie, look, I don't want you to think I'm scared because I ain't. But I just wish I wasn't gone. I got a feeling we're making a big mistake.
The biggest break you ever had, and you call it a mistake. Besides, we can always go back to that old tent show.
Yeah, sure we can always go back. If New York don't like me, that's their loss, huh?
Come on, aboard.
Well, I guess this is it. Be good, Smith.
Sure, honey, sure. You know me.
And easy on the drinking, huh?
Gave you my word, didn't I?
I'll miss you so much, darling.
I'm lost already without you, Bob. You know that, don't you?
So long, kid.
And don't bother to send my other shirt, honey. I'll probably be right back.
Goodbye, darling. Goodbye, kid.
You of When My Baby Smiles at Me, starring Betty Grable as Bonnie and Dan Daly as Kid. It's a month later. In New York, it's opening night for the new Sam Harris show. Opening night for the latest Harris discovery, Skid Johnson, the singing comedian from Berlin.
And man, I'll tell you how it all began. They heard the breeze in the tree, singing weird melodies, and they called that the start of the blues. Jail came the wail of a downhearted frail, and they played that as part of the blues. Then from a whippoorwill high on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a
Wonderful, kid. A great opening.
Thanks, Mr. Harris. I wonder if you could give me a minute.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't want you to think I'm trying to fatten my part, but I know you've been trying to stretch out that bowel routine in the second act. And I...
Well, we certainly should have a little more time to make those scene changes.
Yeah. Well, I used to do a pretty funny bit in burlesque called Playtime in Paris, and it might be just what you're looking for.
Yeah? How long a routine?
As long or as short as you want it, Mr. Harris, and a yell from start to finish.
After the way you went over tonight, another appearance may not hurt at all.
See, thanks, Mr. Harris, and I got just the girl for it. Bonnie Kane, swell looker, hoofs like nobody's business, and gets plenty of laughs on her own, too.
Is she here in town?
Well, no, but I could...
Well, let's rehearse it with one of our own girls first. Oh, Miss Margot.
Oh, Mr. Harris. Hi, Jim. Gee, were you terrific tonight.
Ah, you two know each other, huh? And maybe you've seen Skid do his Playtime in Paris routine.
Only about a million times.
And think you could do it with him, Miss Marco?
Me? I know it backwards.
Good. I'll look at it in the morning. 11 o'clock.
Gee, Skid. Thanks a million, honey.
What are you thanking me for? You were Harris's idea, not mine.
But you must have said something.
Yeah. Me and my big mouth. Honey, why didn't you wire me? You were coming. I'd have stuffed the duck or something.
Well, I decided to come in such a hurry, Skid.
And coming here to the hotel? Why, I could have met you at the station. Oh, honey, it's been like a million years.
You'd never suspected from all those letters you didn't write.
Oh, now, Bon, you know I ain't got no pencil. But you're here now, where you belong.
Only for a few hours, Skid. There's a train back at midnight.
Are you kidding?
I promise, Leslie, I'd be back by tomorrow. It was swell of him to let me off this long.
I get it. Just checking up, huh?
It's about time, isn't it?
Okay, lady. My life's an open book. Of course, a few of the pages are stuck together a little. Boy, we've been packing them in, Bond. Sold out solid every night.
So I've heard. Oh, that's wonderful, Skip.
Look, how about stepping out later? We can have an early dinner.
Fine with me, Skip.
I know a swell speakeasy. Wonderful steaks, good music. That suits you?
Sure, Skip. Anything you say.
Be with you in a minute, baby. By the way, wasn't that a dream last night? A dream!
Hello,
Eddie. What do you think? Well, this is it, honey. Tony's place.
You think it was your place, the way everybody knows you.
Yeah, see the way them guys' mouths dropped open when you walked in? These clerks never seen anything like you before.
Must be the orchid. Skid, before we go any further, I'd like to get one thing straight. This business I've been reading in the papers. You and Sylvia Marco.
Oh, now, look, honey.
I just want to know what the score is.
You're the only one I'm nuts about, Bon. You know that.
But she is working with you.
Doing a bit, that's all.
I'm sorry, kid. I'm funny. With me, it's got to be all or nothing. So you better make up your mind. Me or Marco.
All right. That's the way you want it. Marco.
Kid, I'm serious.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to tell Miss Harris. To give her the old heave-ho of the morning. Now, about you. You ain't going back tonight or any other night as far as that goes. I was a dough I'm making.
Don't you think I'd better finish out the season? We all left you something, don't we? Besides, if I ever stuck around long enough to see you dancing with Marco, I'd probably climb right up over the footlights and let her have what I once promised her.
Hey, I thought we'd change the subject.
Okay. From now on, I don't even remember what she looks like.
Atta girl. And I got news for you. See this drink? Well, this is my last drink till you're back here to stay.
Look out now. No last promises.
You got my word on it, baby.
Hey,
hiya, Doc.
I caught that new routine last night. You and Marco said you look great.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing you caught it last night, Doc, because I'm putting a new gal tomorrow. Okay, honey?
Okay.
Al said you wanted to see me.
Yeah. Come on in, Sylvia. Have you... You got a date?
Why?
Well, after the show, I thought maybe we could go over to Tony's speakeasy. I want to talk to you.
Okay, honey. Sure. I heard Bonnie was in town yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
How is she?
Fine. Great.
You, bring her to New York?
New York? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I am.
And here it is, Lefty. All over the front page. Skid Johnson and Sylvia Marco and Speakeasy Ray. That's a fine mess, ain't it?
What a dumb clunk that guy is. And you too, Bozo. Get this paper out of here. Burn it. If Bond ever sees it, you know what'll happen, don't you?
If Bond ever sees what?
Nothing, Bond. Nothing. Me and Lefty was just gassing.
Let me see that newspaper.
Oh, Bond, it ain't nothing you'd be interested in.
Later, Bond, I'll save it. You got a number to do, huh?
Give it to me.
Oh, now, Bond, don't go jumping to no conclusions.
Anybody's liable to get caught in one of those joints.
Well, one thing. He certainly doesn't take a very good picture, does he?
Bond, where you going?
Don't worry about me, Lefty. Like you said, I got a number to do.
What did I do? What in the world did I do? What started the fuss? What started the brawl? What happened to us for no reason at all? In no uncertain terms, you told me you were true. Baby, what did I do? What in the world did I do? What did I say? What in the world did I say? Did I say you're wrong? Did I say I'm right? Oh, what was the matter that Saturday night? For you just jumped and you just wandered far away. Baby, what did I say? What in the world did I say? That's a fine. How do you do? How do you do a thing like that? To me, that's a fine kettle fish. I wish and wish and wish that you would come back to me immediately. Where did you go? Where in the world did you go? Oh, I'm broken bent. Say, where did you went? Oh, you left my heart with a terrible dent. Confusion, in conclusion, I'm dying to know, baby, what did I do? What did I say? And where, oh, where in the world did you go?
Comedy stars sued for divorce.
Kate Johnson married Skinny.
Burlesque wife sues Broadway star.
Come in.
Hello, Barney.
Mr. Howell. Well, of all people.
You terribly busy?
Oh, no, I don't go on again until the finale. What are you doing in Chicago? Still selling cows?
Oh, sure, same as always. Barney, I read where you're getting a divorce.
Oh.
You see, I still keep track of you. Bonnie, I've been thinking. My ranch isn't far from Reno, and my mother and I... Well, I'm hoping you'll consider staying with us.
Me? On a ranch?
Well, Lefty tells me the show will be closing in a couple of weeks for the summer. Oh, you'd like it there, Bonnie. It would do you a lot of good. Me too.
May I think about it?
Oh, sure. And if you were to have supper with me after the show, I'd be right there to answer all questions.
Thanks, Harvey. Thanks a lot.
Bonnie Kane gets Reno divorced.
Where is Lee to marry wealthy cattleman?
Mrs. Skid Johnson to wed cattle baron in New York.
Ah, gee, Bonnie. I just couldn't believe it when I got your message. First time anybody ever called me from the Waldorf Astoria.
When I heard you and Bozo were here in New York for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, first vacation in 10 years. Lefty's here, too. So you're marrying the cowboy, huh?
Here's the engagement ring to prove it.
Holy cow, what a headline. Look, how come you're here in New York?
Well, Harvey's sister lives up in Westchester. We're going to be married in their home. You know, Gussie, I used to read about men like him, but I never dreamed it could happen to me.
Well, that's trouble with you, Barney. You just ain't used to being treated nice.
What about Skid, honey? You seen him? We caught his show our first night in town.
How was he? Fried?
plastered. But I've got to admit I got a kick out of watching him. Gee, Skid Johnson on Broadway.
Anya, you ain't still in love with that guy, are you?
There'll never be another Skid Johnson. But that's all over.
Hey, Bonnie, you got company, kid.
Pipe down, will you, Bozo? This is a high-class joint. Bozo, lefty.
Hello, Bon, honey.
Don't shut that door, gorgeous. Hello, Bon. Kind of surprised to see me, too, ain't you?
Well, come in. Come on in.
Yes, I'm Jesse the Baldhead Delight. How are you, Jess?
Just still exotic, Skip. Same as always.
Oh, what do you know? Private little bar.
Well, this is certainly old home week. How did you three get together?
Bon, I've been trying to lose this guy since 6 o'clock last night. Am I dead?
Come on, let's liven up the joint. This ain't no more. Get going, Gus. Stop agitating that piano. Oh, you know, Bon, you look great. This guy of yours must be treating you all right.
He is, kid. He's wonderful. And how is Sylvia Marco? Is that cold turkey by now?
Oh, forget her, will you, Bon? Come on, let's have a nice, quiet drink for old time's sake.
Looks to me like you've had about all the old times you can handle.
That's my old Bon. Always cracking out whip. Hey, you ain't told me whether you caught my show yet.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday, huh? Well, that's good, because last night I walked out on him.
You did what?
Sure I did. I ain't letting Brother Harris tell me I'll ruin my life.
But, Skid, you were upset. The show was such a hit.
I'll get another show, a better show. Hey, get a load of Gussie. Hey, Gus, start it again. Where'd you get the old gal right from the course?
Now, when my baby smiles at me, my heart goes rolling, rolling to paradise. Ah, when my baby, gee, when my little baby smiles at me, oh, why, there's such a wonderful, wonderful light comes in her eyes. Ah, come on, honey. Give me that smile that just brings love. Give it to me. Oh, cut it out, will you? That's it. That's that smile that brings real harmony. I sigh. Oh, I cry. Oh, it's just a bit of heaven. Heaven when my baby smiles. It means everybody happy. Hey, ain't this just like old times, singing and dancing, and everybody happy.
Hey, Bon, when are you going to marry this jazz boy of yours?
Pretty soon, Skip.
Kind of rushing things, ain't you?
I don't think so.
Well, here's to you, baby. Hello, Bon. Kind of surprised to see me, too, ain't you?
Well, come in. Come on in.
Yes, I'm Jesse the Baldhead Delight. How are you, Gus?
Just still exotic, Skip. Same as always.
Oh, what do you know? Private little bar.
Well, this is certainly old home week. How did you three get together?
Bon, I've been trying to lose this guy since 6 o'clock last night. Am I dead?
Come on, let's liven up the joint. This ain't no more. Get going, Gus. Stop agitating that piano. Oh, you know, Bon, you look great. This guy of yours must be treating you all right.
Wonderful. And how is Sylvia Marco? Is that cold turkey by now?
Oh, forget her, will you, Bon? Come on, let's have a nice, quiet drink for old time's sake.
Looks to me like you've had about all the old times you can handle.
That's my old Bon. Always cracking out whip. Hey, you ain't told me whether you caught my show yet.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday, huh? Well, that's good, because last night I walked out on him.
You did what?
Sure I did. I ain't letting Brother Harris tell me I'll ruin my life.
But, Skid, you were upset. The show was such a hit.
I'll get another show, a better show. Hey, get a load of Gussie. Hey, Gus, start it again. Where'd you get the old gal right from the course?
Now, when my baby smiles at me, my heart goes rolling, rolling to paradise. Ah, when my baby, gee, when my little baby smiles at me, oh, why, there's such a wonderful, wonderful light comes in her eyes. Ah, come on, honey, give me that smile that just brings love. Give it to me. Oh, cut it out, will you? That's it. That's that smile that brings real harmony. I sigh, oh, I cry, oh, it's just a bit of heaven, heaven when my baby is mine. Me is everybody happy. Hey, ain't this just like old times, singing and dancing, is everybody happy? Hey, Bob, when are you going to marry this jazz boy of yours?
Pretty soon, Skid.
Kind of rushing things, ain't you?
I don't think so.
Well, here's to you, baby. One man's loss is another man's gain, or vice versa. Hey, who do you think come back to see me the other night?
I'll bite who?
Ackerman. Do you remember the guy that canned us with the first week we was with that flopperoo out in Michigan?
Yeah, I remember.
And you remember that routine we had? Hey, Lefty, get a load of this. In them days, every broken-down team feast in the Wall Street, and we was right with him, wasn't we? Hey, Gussie, you know the daughter of Rosie O'Grady playing. Come on, Bob, let's do that old routine for her. Oh, come on, sure you remember. You got no trouble. No, Gussie, play a waltz time. Play a waltz time. And the gags, honey. Don't forget the gags, you know. It's a funny thing on the way to the theater.
I saw a funny thing on the way to the theater tonight.
What was that?
Saw eight girls under one umbrella.
Eight girls?
And not one of them got wet.
How was that?
It wasn't raining.
Did you know I was a twin, beautiful?
No, really? Do you look alike?
Exactly. No one can tell us apart except my mother.
How can she tell you apart?
Elizabeth has a mustache. Yes, sir. She's my sweet patootie.
Sweetie, tootie, tootie.
No one could be sweeter.
Wait until you meet her.
You can bet your bottom dollar, mister, that you positively will agree. Sure, I'd gladly support her.
You'll spend every quarter.
I'm the beautiful daughter of Rosie O'Posey
O'Grady. Big tails and bouncy O'Grady.
You turned up nosy O'Grady.
Hey, that was terrific, Bonnie. Give him a hand, Cuffy.
See, you didn't forget it, did you, Bob? Oh, honey, did the corn go high in them days? Hey, where you going, Bob? What's the matter?
Let her alone, Skid.
I didn't do anything, did I?
No, you didn't do a thing. You were great.
Well, then what's she crying about?
What can be dumber than a comic?
Hey, what am I saying?
I'm sorry.
Well, what's the matter, kid? Did I say something?
No, just that old song. It got me, that's all. Come on, Gussie. Play something else.
Bon, wouldn't you rather we just beat it?
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, just stay with that piano.
And no more of them hearts and flowers stuff, girls. Come on, something fast and lively. You know, like...
Well, it's just me, folks. Don't let me break up the party.
Oh, come on in, dear. You remember Skid, don't you?
Why, of course. How are you, Mr. Johnson?
I'm fine, Mr. Howell. How are you?
And Gussie and Bozo, you saw them in the show.
Hi, Gussie.
And Lefty.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Understand, you and Bon are getting married, Mr. Howell.
That's right.
Well, you're getting a wonderful girl, mister. I hope you appreciate it.
I hope I do. Say, that music sounded pretty good outside. Don't stop on my account.
Okay. Would you like to hear? Well,
Bonnie knows my favorite. Sing it for me, Bonnie.
Sure. By the way, Gussie, not too fast.
Find the way. Wasn't that a dream last night? Seems I barely closed my eyes and you were there. And to my complete surprise, you and I were dancing on a cloud somewhere. I held you in my arms, the joy of it was thrilling, and then you pleaded for a kiss, and I was willing, and so we kissed. Then I heard you say you care. By the way, you said now as you did then. Love until I dream again.
Oh, it was beautiful, Barney.
Yes. So nice and gay. What are we celebrating here anyway, a wedding or a funeral? Why are we toasting the bride and singing gay ditties to the groom? I mean, why ain't I giving the bride away?
Come on, kid, take it easy.
Well, who's got a better right to be giving the bride away? Sure, there ain't no hard feelings. Harvey and me, we're pals, aren't we?
Well, that's right, kid.
Sure, Bonnie's gonna get along fine without me. Only why can't we be gay about it?
Kid, please.
Why do people get sore and cramped when they lose out in marriage? Why don't they just do it in the festivities? Come on, Jesse, play that wedding march and play it fast. Come on, play it! Here comes the bride. Here comes the groom. Here comes the minister. Come on, give him room. Do you take this gal to be a lawful wedded wife? I do. Do you take this man? Do you take this man? I do. The love of the bay? The love of the bay? I do. Still destiny apart. Still destiny apart. We do. I now pronounce you man and wife. Man and wife.
Don't worry, mister. I'm going. Man and wife. Man and wife. Man up for now. We pause now for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX in Los Angeles.
The curtain rises on the third act of When My Baby Smiles at Me, starring Betty Grable as Bonnie and Dan Bailey as Skid. Two weeks ago, Skid Johnson was a headliner on Broadway. Overnight, he disappeared. But at last, Lefty found him, a patient in the alcoholic ward of Bellevue Hospital.
I'd have been up sooner, Skid, but I just found out where you was. How long you been here?
Not long. Just taking a little rescue, that's all.
I've been trying for 20 years to take one myself.
Want me to move over?
No, not this time, pal. I got a new show to get in shape. We're going to open in Jersey.
Yeah? Who's your comic?
Well, it's always Bozo.
Oh, Bozo, yeah. Yeah, he's okay. You can't go along with him.
Are you kidding? Yeah, sure wish you was in shape, Skid.
You don't want me, Lefty.
Who don't want you? Well, I'd give my left arm if only
yeah. Yeah, I know.
Don't think you could make it, do you, kid?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, sure I could. I'm okay. I'll be out of here in a day or two.
It'll be tough on you. We open in 3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks, huh? We slapped them together before, ain't we? 4 or 5 days. It wasn't just the booze, Lefty. When I lost time, something happened. I just let go. Good.
Skid, I always meant to ask you. Why don't you write her or something when you got set with them divorce papers, huh?
Well, am I right?
Yeah.
Because I figured it was about time she had a break. She deserves a little happiness, don't she?
Yeah. Look, I'll talk to the old man, huh?
None of you worried, Lefty.
Who's worried? If you tell me you're all right, you're all right.
Thanks, Lefty.
Take care, kid. I'll let you know.
Ladies, please! This is supposed to be a dance. You're doing a funeral march.
Well, what do y'all want us
break a leg every time?
We've been selling tickets all week. We're opening tonight. They expect to see something for their dough.
Who said we're opening tonight? Off a piece of cake, Lefty. Where's Skid? How come he's missing again?
Look, we're opening tonight. If you have to go on and play Skid's part yourself. Now, beat it, all of you. Get something to eat and be back by 7 o'clock.
We'll take Lefty.
Well, Gussie, what do we do now?
Well, it's always Bozo. He's gone on to Skid before.
Yeah, Bozo ain't no Skid Johnson.
Well, thank heaven for that. Oh, it's a tough break, Lefty, but you should have had better sense signing him on from the drunk ward of Bellevue.
Okay, I made a mistake. Now lay off of me, will you? Bozo will find him.
Sure, Bozo will find him.
Bozo? Well, where is he? What'd you do with him?
Well, I get him as far as the ferry, see? I'm buying the ticket, and I turn around, and he's gone.
How can you be so stupid? Hunt for a guy all day, then you can't even hang on to him.
Oh, what's the use of kidding yourself? He'll never go on tonight. Not unless we carried him on.
Well, I got some sandwiches in the office. You and Gussie got something to eat. You'll go on for Skid, Bozo.
That's for me, boss. I'll give him all I got.
Oh.
Yo, sir.
All you got ain't half enough. Come
on, I'll run through his song with you.
All alone,
Lefty? Bond! Oh, gee, Bond. Oh, it's like another world seeing you.
I got your wire. What's happened, Lefty?
Well, after that day at your hotel, Skid goes from bad to worse. I found him 3 weeks ago in Bellevue.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty bad shape, Bond, but I talked him into coming back to work again. I wouldn't have taken a chance, only I had to have a comic.
But he said that was weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, he comes over here and starts off fine, really trying, and then pretty soon, I don't know, working with all of us again, I guess it was just too much to take. I catch him watching the entrances like he expected to see you come on any minute. And yesterday, he takes a powder. Bozo just found him in New York, but he gave him a slip.
But you're opening anyway without him?
I gotta open, Bond. You know that.
If there's anything I can do, if you can use me, we'll say so.
In the show?
If you like.
Bonnie, for how long?
Until you get straightened out and until Skid gets back on his feet.
Oh, gee, baby. It's... But what about Harvey?
He had to go back to the ranch. Of course, I'll have to use my old material, Lefty.
Oh, that's okay by me. I still got the orchestrations.
What about costumes?
Go on up to wardrobe. Take anything you want. Oh, gosh, Bond, what a lifesaver.
Hey, boss.
Yeah?
Lefty, he's here. Skid's here.
What? Where? Where is he?
Coming in the stage door.
Hiya, Lefty. Where's the rehearsal? There's a stage room. Where's the rehearsal? Where am I early?
Where you been, Skid?
Looking for Bozo. He tucked out on me. He says he's gonna get the ferry tickets for a minute.
No, you ain't seeing things, Skid. It's Bob. It's really Bob. Don't kid me, pal. I wouldn't kid you.
Tell him, Skid.
Bob? Bob? Let me take a look at you. Hey, you've been crying.
No, I haven't,
Skid. Yeah, you can't fool me. I've seen you cry too many times. What are you doing in this dump, honey?
Oh, I just came by to say hello.
Hold on to him, Bob. I'll be back. You mean he ain't sent for you? You get his turkey open, Lefty'd call you out of the grave.
It wasn't that at all, Skid.
Open, all right. You know me? Skid the fireman's child?
Sure.
Bond? I gotta have a drink.
I'll get you a drink. But you've got to begin tapering off and pull yourself together. Lefty's been too good a friend to let him down now.
It's too late, honey.
No. No, it isn't too late. Now, you show me where your dressing room is. You can lie down while...
Bonnie? Are you ashamed of me?
Oh, no, Skid.
I've been an awful sap, honey. But don't ride me. I heard so many lectures, now I'm carrying my own slides. Just don't ride me.
I won't ride.
Bond!
Lefty just told us.
Hello, Gussie. Bozo.
Hi, kid. And you. Hey, what's the idea running out on?
Lay off, Bozo. Take him to that Turkish bath around the corner and get him back here as fast as you can, understand?
Okay, boss. Come on, pal.
Barn?
It's all right. I'll be here when you get back.
Okay, honey. Anything you say.
Lefty?
Well, we'll try to put him on, Bunny. We got 2 hours. Maybe you'll make it.
When a nice caballero takes off his sombrero, your love life is soon will begin. Don't you act so December, Chiquita. Remember, a man, he is not made of sin.
Well, how, Lefty? Look at him out there. Jimmy just said we sold out.
Yeah. Just keep your eyes on Skid.
That Bond, ain't she?
Yeah, what a trooper.
Skid gonna make it, Lefty?
Who knows? We'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. Every little Woodson says, da, 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 da. But sweetheart, tell me why. No matter how I try, my friend won't say yes in any language to me. When will you say? When are you gonna say?
He's sitting down behind the flats. He's kind of weak, Bond.
Get back on stage, Bond.
Take your bar.
I will. Get the other part of my costume coming. Will you, Gussie? I'll take it still.
Bozo, come on. Get out there. Your pantomime routine.
I'm going, boss. I'm going. Don't get excited.
Oh, yes, Bozo.
Well, good luck with Skid, honey.
You've got about a minute, Skid. Just take it easy.
I can't do it, Bond. I just can't go out there.
Okay. The old man fell sudden, and you know what this means to Lefty.
Oh, it's no use, son. I'm all in.
But you've been all in before.
Yeah, I guess he's right, Bond. We better get him back to the dressing room.
Listen to me, kid. I've never let you down yet, have I? You think I'd let you go out there now if I didn't think you could make it?
How about doing the number alone, Bond? Give him a little more time.
He'll snap out of it once he gets on his feet. Come on, Skid. Get on your feet. I'll be out there with you.
Well, how, pal? I'll go for anything you do. Now, this is it, Bond. Those are coming off.
Is he ready, Lefty? You want I should note the applause?
Get back here, brother. Don't block the entrance.
Bonnie, that's our cue, huh? That's our music.
Well, strong, honey. Ready? Smile now.
By the way, wasn't that a dream last night? Seems I barely closed my eyes.
And you were there.
By the way, and to my complete surprise, you and I were dancing on a cloud somewhere.
I held you in my arms.
The joy of it was thrilling. And then you pleaded for a kiss.
And you were willing.
And so we kissed. Then I heard you say you cared.
By the way,
you say it now
as you deserve.
Or must I wait until I dream again?
You'll never be able to finish it, Gussie. I better get him off.
Leave him alone, Lefty. Bonnie knows what she's doing.
Yeah, but he's supposed to dance with her. That soft shoe routine. How can he do it?
By the way, how would you like to marry me?
Oh, I'd like to very much.
Yeah, but your husband, that big rancher, he'd object.
You're mistaken, sir. I'm not married to any rancher. We called it off.
What do you mean you're not married?
I wouldn't marry anybody I didn't love. I'm back with you. Keep going, honey. You're doing great.
You mean it, Bob? You're coming back to me?
I am back, darling.
And you'll stick?
For good.
You wouldn't kill me, would you, lady?
I wouldn't kill you. Even if I could.
You heard tonight's stars as Bonnie and Skid. Now I want you to meet them in person after their wonderful performance, and here they are. Betty Grable and Dan Daly.
Thank you, Bill. It's nice to be back in the Lux Radio Theater.
You know, you and Dan make a real American team, like Crosby and Hope or Ham and Eggs.
And who is the ham?
Oh! Betty! I was speaking figuratively.
Well, that's the right way to speak of Betty, figuratively.
Dan, I hear at long last you've had a little vacation. What'd you do with it?
Well, you know how actors are, Bill. They get a day off, they go see a show. Well, I went back to New York and caught a few of the Broadway shows.
Well, Betty, on the other hand, has been vacationing right at home, looking after a certain well-known trumpet player and their two small daughters. Have you started giving them any beauty secrets yet, Betty?
You mean like Lux toilet soap?
Well, we might just possibly be interested in that.
Of course. Every girl should learn that Lux soap is the right complexion care. My daughters are learning young because I've used Lux soap for years myself.
They look like Betty. There's two more prize Lux girls, Bill. What's the play for next week?
It's a recent comedy hit, Dan. The Paramount picture, Miss Tatlock's Millions. And we'll present the original stars of the picture, John Lund and Wanda Henry. This is a story of unusual surprises, and it's an invitation to an entertaining evening next Monday night.
That's a marvelous show. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
Good night, and our thanks to both of you. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, join me in inviting you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents John Lund and Wanda Hendrick in Miss Tatlock's Millions. This is William Keeley saying good night to you from Hollywood.
Betty Grable appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of It Happens Every Spring, starring Ray Milland and Paul Douglas. Dan Daly appeared by arrangement of 20th Century Fox, producers of Stand. Third in tonight's cast were Bill Conrad, Marlo Dwyer, Bill Johnstone, Kenny Williams, Charlotte Lawrence, Willard Waterman, Eddie Marr, George Neese, and Suda Marson. Our play was adapted by S.H. Barnett, and our music was directed by Louis Silver. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Miss Tatlock's Millions, starring John Lund and Wanda Hendrick. Remember, if you want your new Easter nylons to last longer, wash them in Lux Flakes every time you wear them. These tiny diamonds of Lux are faster, richer. Strain tests prove that stockings washed with Lux Flakes last twice as long as those washed with strong soaps or rubbed with cake soap. Be sure to listen next Monday night to the Lux Radio Theater presentation of Miss Tatlock's Millions, starring John Lund and Wanda Hendrick. Stay tuned for My Friend Irma, which follows over these same stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. 7 p.m. BULOVA Boulevard watch time for his birthday or anniversary.